Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. It is a Tuesday night, and I am on the road. I am in Orlando, Florida, visiting the kids and grandkids and having an amazing time. I'm sure you've seen a whole bunch of stuff. But I have on the line with me today a wonderful young friend, and an amazing DJ and everything. But first of all, let me thank all my sponsors. And Lance, you will be getting a wonderful bag of all the stuff from my sponsors. Where do you get this bad boy? But and thank you all for being here. And right now I'd like to introduce a young, he's not even an up-and-comer because he's been around for so long. And he is, as I joke around, we do it, but he is. When I'm on the road and I'm able to be a part of it, and he's able to be a part of what I'm doing, my personal DJ. My friends, please welcome Mr. Lance George.
How's it going, guys? Thanks for having me, Big Daddy.
Always a pleasure, my friend. So we're just going to sit and chat about a few things. And I know you've watched the show before. Thank you for that. You know, just a couple of big questions, simple, easy questions. How did you get started in this business, my friend? And how long have you been in this business? I know you're 26 years old. And you are a vet in this business. How long have you been in the business?
So I've been DJing. So as a business, I've been doing it for about 8-9 years. But as a DJ, I've been doing it for, this is about to be my 14th year.
Wow. Now, are you a single op or do you have other people that work with you?
I have other people that work with me. I'm my own employee, but I freelance other DJs to events.
And what's the name of your company?
My company is One ID Entertainment.
Awesome. And how did you get started? That's a big one. As long as you've been doing this, for as young as you are, how did you get started doing this?
Ironically, I started in my church's youth group. I know it's a shock when a lot of people hear that, but... I started my church's youth group. Everyone was like, oh yeah, you know, you're pretty good at this. I'm like, oh, really? They're like, yeah, you should try to do it as like a business. So I started doing small private events and houses, then did my high school events, and then the rest is history.
And you do other, you do work for like Howard Wallach and a few of the other guys in the area, but you're also a nightclub DJ, am I correct?
I am.
And you do some of the big ones in the Chicagoland area. I see your prom stuff. Your prom stuff is amazing, my friend. Holy smokes. Those stages, oh my God. I'd hate to be a roadie for you. Phew! But now you also do stuff on the road. Like, of course, you know, I say my personal DJ, you bailed me out so wonderfully last year in Vegas. You also are the stage DJ for the closing night for DJ X in Atlantic City.
I was.
And wherever we can get you out there, we will, because you really are, Lance, amazing. What question? What drives you? What is your passion in the DJ industry? Again, please forgive me for saying this, but as a 26-year-old kid, and you're a kid to, I mean, everybody's a kid to me because I'm so old. But at 26 years old and everything you've done in the, you know, 12, 13 years you've been doing this, what drives you? What is your passion? What makes you like, hey?
Honestly, man, people like you. People like you, Mike Alvarez, Casey, you know, Jamie, Chad. It's great to see you guys. As much as you guys are other DJs and other entertainers, it's great to see that circle of friends, my DJs here in Chicago, my MCs here in Chicago. It's always great, even when I'm down and I don't feel like doing a gig or like I'm not motivated. They always push me and they keep telling me to keep going.
Awesome, awesome. You know, and some of the guys that you just mentioned have been mentors of mine. I've mentored a whole bunch of people, but in mentoring them, they have mentored me. Mike Walter, Randy Bartlett, you know, Chad and I have become amazing friends. He's such a good brother. You know, Mitch Taylor, my sales guru, Casey Kokoros, he and I have been friends forever and ever. And the man is a marketing genius. And some of the things that he does. And you know, the all these other guys. And you, the respect that you give all of these other gentlemen and ladies, if you will, because we all can learn from each other. Am I right?
Absolutely.
And that's what I think, you know, the Howard Wallace, Howard's going to be speaking out in Vegas with us and a few other things. You know, all these other folks that are doing their thing. And as a youngster, again, I'll go back to that. The maturity you have as you handle yourself as a gentleman and a DJ and every and a business entrepreneur is wonderful to see. And I wish, and I want whoever's listening to this to get this out to as many people as you can, because this gentleman right here next to me is the future. He is, you know, as I do every week, I say, you know, Mike, these guys are my. This guy's got a long way to go. He's going to be, and he's just, the world is his oyster. So, we talked about your passion. We talked about what drives you. Give three lessons or takeaways that these folks out there can use as nuggets. And if you will, a nugget or two that they can implement. And that's one of the things I try to do at every show. Implement something. Even if it's just one thing, what can you give it? We'll do three. We'll start with three. Have at it, my friend.
Oh man, three.
Well, you can do more, but you
three. I could barely think of one right now. Yeah.
know.
One big one for me is do what makes you happy. Another thing is that always surround yourself with people that are gonna support you, because the people that you surround yourself with are what you're a reflection of. And that's my two big ones. My third one is that keep practicing whatever you want to do. Don't be, I know a lot of DJs out there that say they want to DJ and they want to do this, but they fail to practice and grow their craft because they think they could just show up to a gig and do it. A lot of people don't see is that we're Monday through Friday, we're sitting at home prepping for that weekend. We're doing everything from meeting with clients, we're meeting with the planners, we're prepping our music, And I think one of the biggest things as DJ for me is that knowing your crowd is important because that's how you could curate a perfect set.
All right, we've got those and everything else. Who are the people that, and one of the big things is, as you said, just surrounding yourself with, you know, the positive people and the people that are going to make you better, if you will, in your area. Who are those folks in your area? I know that you've got the Chads and the Mikes and the Michael Levers, and Michael Levers is wonderful, Jake and all the other gentlemen. Who in your area do you think, Leo Romney, is that one of the guys that you work with?
Yeah, DJ Rain.
Yeah.
He's a big one. My guy Elixir, my guy MCAG. AG is one of my best friends. He's been with me for 8 years. He's my actual personal MC for most of my events, which you've probably seen.
Yep. Now, do you MC at all too?
I do. I'm not proficient and big in it, but I can MC if I have to. But I always prefer to have another person with me because I'm more focused on the music.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah, understandable there too. Go ahead.
So yeah, I mean Anthony Marrano with Dance Party. Howard is a big one. Howard Wallach. KC's been a big one the last couple of years for me. Who else was there? I mean, Christian Somera, Dave Alvarez. The list goes on. I have group chats from 14 to 15 DJs, and we talk every day almost. And
Isn't that great? Isn't that one of the things of the social, not social media, but Zoom, whatever the case may be, you can keep in contact with right from the comfort of your living room.
it's great. I mean, it's hard. It's hard to find great group of friends in this industry, especially. So, yeah.
And folks out there, Lance is the onstage DJ for the Marquee Show in June. I'm sure you've seen some advertisements about it. Casey's got some great folks speaking, everything else. I've had the honor of hosting it for the past few years. I don't know if I'm going to be this year. I don't know what I'm going to be doing, but I will be in Chicago because I can't miss Chicago because I got to hang out with my Lance. And also I got to see my, Trisha Gonzalez Jasmine, who's going to be on one of the future shows. Have you ever played at Loft 21, babe? Her event space?
I have not. I've been there for a Marquee.
Yeah.
I have not done an event there yet, but it is a great space.
Now, do you train any of the guys that, have you found anybody that you can actually train to be the next great Lance George DJ that you can add to your posse of people in your company?
So along with One ID Entertainment, another company I actually just started is a Midnight Social Vibe, and that's our nightlife and party life section company. But it's fortunate because all the guys in that group are selected few from my bigger group, and these guys are the ones that I'm focused on tailoring in their talents. They're emceeing their DJing skills. But the cool thing is that they're also all private event DJs as well as nightlife DJs.
And
So
how is the nightlife? Because you're on the out you're on the suburb of Chicago, correct?
I am in the suburbs. We're fortunate enough to be in the suburbs for our nightlife, but a lot of the times we're in the city too. So it's a best of both worlds. Nightlife out here right now because of winter, it's slow because it's colder. But I mean, it fluctuates out here, you know?
Big question here. What do you prefer, private event or nightlife?
Private events by far. Nightlife, and I know everyone watching is like, oh, it's because of the money. It's not because of the money. It's because I think private events, one is that you have that personal connection with the people you're part of. And the other thing is that I feel like you have more of an open rein on what you could play music wise. You have more respect towards you. Nightlife, a lot of times people don't respect you, and there's a lot of drama and politics involved in nightlife. So,
That's par for the course.
yeah.
So basically, tonight, my friends, we've got the takeaways, we've got lessons, whatever. The main point is this fella right next to me here started when you were 13 years old, you said?
I was.
13 years old. He is now 26, 27 years old. He's been in his business longer than a lot of the folks that are out there watching, listening. This young man learns daily. I watch him. We talk at least once a week, and you're not just doing DJ stuff. Are you doing shirts and other things, merchandise too, my friend?
I am. I got a clothing line. I got my talent agency.
Well, push that. Let them know where it is, what it is, where it is, and how they can find you.
So all my socials are official DJLG. There's a link tree in my bio on Instagram. So that could lead that. I'm on Hits 101 Radio every Monday at 5 p.m. Central. So you could hear my mixes there. Saturdays, I'm on Power 94.9 in Utah. So Ross Powell's area. So I'm over there. And then my company, like Big Daddy said, beginning of show, 1ID Entertainment. You can find that stuff at 1IDEntertainment.com. So yeah.
Who has been your biggest influence since you started doing private events, watching, learning, going to the conventions and everything else? Who is one of your biggest mentors, if you will? Or give me a list of a few.
I mean, honestly, man, you're one of them. You're a big one. You always supported me at every show I've been at. I've been fortunate enough to do Vegas because of you.
Right. Well,
The Anthony Margarano. Anthony's a big one. Anthony's the reason I do high school dances the way I do them. He's taught me a lot. You know, I've asked. Sometimes I ask him. What do you think about this? What should I do about this? And he'll be honest with me. So there's that. Howard's a great one. Howard's given a lot of life lessons. As much as I give him a lot of pain, you know, Howard's a big one. But I think my biggest one is my best friend, AG Angelo. He was fortunate enough to be just a guy in college with me that did like hosting in the student life and student lounge area. And I saw a potential in him. And I was like, yo, would you like to start emceeing with me? And for the last 8 years, he's been my MC. He's seen the industry grow. He's seen it work. And he pushes me a lot now.
As far as conventions go, what can you tell these folks out there, the younger ones that want to get into this business or whatever? What can you tell these folks to do to make themselves better? Not just practicing, but getting education and stuff like that. What do you think, and where do you think they should go?
Honestly, I'll be 100% with you. These conventions are great, but me personally, I always tell everyone that education's always great. That's number one. But number two, I think networking at these conventions is what makes you a better DJ business-wise, because a lot of times outside of the conference, I learn way more connecting with all the DJs one-on-one. And I encourage everyone, you know, don't go to these conferences. Don't be locked up in your hotel rooms when you go to them. You know, grab some DJs, go to dinner with them, pick their brains, go to lunch with them, you know, talk it over with coffee, because it's cool to see. I think the best thing about these conferences is that one, it's not just your city, it's everyone from the whole country. So you get to definitely learn everyone's market and how they do things at their market, and you could go back and take those to your market and implement them into your business. So that's one big thing I take away from all these conferences.
The one thing, you know, there's also Midwest DJ Live, which is coming up at the end of April. And then you've got Marquee in June. Each one of these, you know, we've got MEX coming up in Vegas. NAMM is now in California. That's a lot of the DJs are going out there just to, you know, to the equipment and this, that, and the other thing. But like MEX, we've got a great lineup. And as Lance said, if you're going to go to these things and put on your social media that you're going to learn, you're going out to these conventions to make it a better experience for your customer, and all you do is party and drink and stay in your hotel room, don't bother spending the money. Don't bother telling everybody this is what you're going to do. And then you're hungover the entire time and hanging with your friends and not even going anywhere. I don't need the education. Look at my calendar. This man right here. I watch him. He's been in every time that I'm at a conference, no matter if he's a DJ, he's in every seminar. And if he's, you know, if he's coming, he's in every seminar. This is what you need to do. This is why he's gotten as successful as he is at such a young age, is because he watches, he learns, and he listens. But Lance, I want to thank you very, very much. It's been a pleasure, and we get to hang out in Vegas in a few weeks. And just keep doing what you're doing. And don't stop believing in anything you do, because you can do anything you want. And if you guys want to get a hold of him, my boy, he gave you all the socials, everything else. He does everything he does is great. And he's at such a young age helping as many people as he has. And next week, I always tell who my next interview is going to be Mr. Josh Staley from Cincinnati. Lance, you know Josh, right?
He's a great dude.
Oh, great dude, and a lot to learn from him. But every week we try to do something completely different, but it always ends up the same way, just Big Daddy chatting with friends. And hopefully you guys can get a nugget or two or something, but to meet my friends who I honestly think are going to be the future in this business. And my friends, I want you all to have a great rest of your night. Please be safe. Lance, again, thank you. Thank the family. Thank everybody. And I will see you in a few weeks in Vegas. And everybody else, have a great week. Don't forget, next week I have Mr. Josh Staley on next Tuesday. We'll be recording that probably a little early because I'll be on the road. And just remember this, Big Daddy loves you. Lance, tell him goodbye.
Yep.
And again, my man's going to be getting hit, and he'll be putting a picture up when he gets his goodie bag from Big Daddy, which has got some stuff in it. You'll be amazed at what I give away. It's amazing. But everybody else, and John Young, thank you for doing this for us. Everybody have a great rest of your week. We'll see you soon. Lance, thank you, my brother.
Thanks for having me.